Oh, man, I had a weird dream about my ex the other night.
Which one?
Danielle.
All right.
She was coming down for Christmas, and we were all drinking in the Fox and Goose, and then she just disappeared. And it turned out that somehow Jonathan Swanwick had got her to go off with him in his car, and he was trying to brainwash her into joining this cult. Yeah, no, it was fucking nuts. I remember waking up thinking, wow, that was weird.
That totally happened.
I would see that as a metaphor for your relationship.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Hey guys, welcome to episode 20 of the Gamesman RPG. As ever, we're here to talk about video games. I am your host, Hardly Dan, and tonight with us, I have two people. As ever, there's Gary, Mr. Amorous 89, and back by popular demand, we have DJ Leroy 85 Lee Sutton. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. How are you, Gary?
I am sunburned. I've been working outside the past 3 days for this long weekend. Barely played any games. we got a pressure washer and a new weed eater, and I have to mess with the carburetor, but I don't have the special tool to work with the weed eater, and pressure washer is awesome. We got it for my dad's, or for Father's Day for my dad, and we just gave it to him early so I could use it. Because, well, he's not going to use it. I was the one who was going to use it. So
you be careful with pressure washers.
I kind of want to hit myself in the foot just to see, but then I I went, nah, it's okay.
My first job was cleaning lorries for I can't even remember what it was for.
Some lorry.
Yeah, and we put the pressure washer too close to the lorries and actually pulled the paint off it. So yeah, I lost my job.
Oh my god!
That lasted long then.
yeah, about 4 weeks before they got sick of my shit.
What's a lorry?
Like a truck or a semi.
Okay.
Of course, the semi over here is something completely different. It's a type of house. Lee, you been up to much?
I've been doing a whole lot of work this week, and not a great deal of gaming. So, yeah, just been getting into Hearthstone this week. But yeah, other than that, just working. Fun. I'm a social whirlwind.
Indeed.
What's been going on with you, Mr. Dan?
Not a huge amount, really. Walking the puppy, shouting at the puppy.
Did he break your back this week?
No, but he's getting a little bit cheeky. If you don't pay any attention to him, he starts doing stuff he knows he's not meant to do, like chewing cushions and...
Jeez.
Just so he can get your attention.
Oh, bastard.
Yeah, he actually had a poop inside tonight, which was somewhat annoying because he's normally fine. But if it's raining outside, he doesn't want to go out. So he's like, no, I'll just shit on the living room carpet. That'll do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's testing, shall we say.
As long as you're not on heavy medication this week, we're good.
Well, just my normal stuff at the moment, which is a lot. But, yay. I have just seen something that I'm really tempted to pick up, though. It's a console that plays both NES and SNES games.
Why don't you just wait for a Retron 5?
Because this is only 40 quid.
The Retron 5's 100 and plays, like, everything. Everything. Like, NES, SNES, I think, and, like, plays Game Boy shit, too. I don't know. Sega games. I don't know, I'd have to look at it again. I haven't looked at it in probably a year since I heard about it. I don't think it's out yet. It's coming out pretty soon, I'd say, if it's not out now. But it plays a lot of shit.
I might have to think about that.
I'll put it in a link so you can see it.
But yeah, I haven't really been up to a huge amount. I've been playing a load of games and things. But yeah, Lee, what have you been playing?
Well, like I said, I've been getting into Hearthstone, which is a bit weird for me because I've never played a card game, let alone a card video game.
But yeah, you see that with a lot of people. Like, everyone's saying this is their first card game they've played, like, haven't played Magic or anything.
Well, Magic's, like, I tried playing the mobile card game. I think it's the most recent one. And I just couldn't get into it. It's way too complex. But Hearthstone's really simple.
Magic is
really
insane.
Easy to pick up. But, yeah, I couldn't get into Magic. It was just far too much to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that.
Try being like 5 years old trying to do that, and like your brother's trying to quote unquote teach you, but he's just there to kick your ass and not help you at all.
Yeah.
Oh, you just mana burned yourself. What the hell's mana burn? He's an asshole.
Yeah, I've got a funny feeling Lee's going to be doing that because you made me download it the other day, and I completed the tutorial. That last battle's a bit uneven, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. But, you know, that doesn't really happen that much. Although it is luck of the draw with any card game, which is half
the
fun of it.
Not so much in this tutorial because you just get exactly the key cards you need.
Yeah, it's pretty scripted. Yeah. Which is good because I didn't really want to tool about with the tutorial. Just, you know, give me the basics and then crack on. But I did buy like £8 worth of packs. I think I got like 7 packs for that, and got myself a legendary, which was pretty sweet. But yeah, I'm sad that I'm broke because I want to buy some more. I can see it as a bit of a money sink considering the amount of cards that's on that game.
Yeah, you're gonna get into tournament stuff. I can't remember what they call it.
There's the arena you got to pay to play in. I did like one arena thing because your first time is free, and yeah, totally balls it up.
First
it was a class
one's always
that
free.
I didn't know. The class that I was given, I'd never played with, so I'd lost. But you still get something at the end of it, so it's always worth your time.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. And higher you rank, the better the prize or whatever.
Yeah, the more wins you get.
Yeah, I've just played a little bit of it, but I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it or not, to be honest.
No? How come?
I don't know. I just...
Well, I can kind of give you some commentary on what he was saying the other night. He's like, he pulled out this, and then, damn it, he did that. And, I didn't get the card I needed.
And the amount of times that it was like, God, he's got one health point left, and he killed me, damn it. I had 11.
Yeah, with that last battle, you're like, he's got one health left, and I think you had a decent amount of health, didn't you? And he just took it all away.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? No! I need to play it more to judge it properly.
Yeah, let's have a few games. I promise I won't get my legendary out.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my legendary.
I mean, it's no top trumps.
Hey.
I miss top trumps. Okay, yeah, anything else?
Been playing Skyrim over the past couple of days, modded it again. It looks stunning now. Absolutely stunning.
What's that one mod called with the picture you showed us?
I can't remember the name. I think it was just called the Earth and Moon mod.
Mm.
But yeah, basically it puts a giant Earth and Moon in the sky. It's quite cool. It's a bit distracting, but at the same time, kind of not. It's like as if Nian was floating around Earth and the size of a grapefruit. Because it's massive, the Earth in the sky.
Yeah.
But yeah, looks pretty sweet. Still played Titanfall.
Of course.
Can't get enough of that.
We had a pretty good game this week.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we couldn't figure out if we played it this week or not, but I had that awesome game where I got like 13 kills, like 2 deaths. I took out 1 or 2 Titans. I was a beast. Oh my god, I did so good that one, and then never did that good again. Probably never will.
Yeah, I haven't had a streak in a while.
Yeah, I've had some pretty appalling games recently.
I think you should stop playing it tired. That might be the trick.
Yeah.
Stop leaving it so late. But you guys are so unsociable. It's just so nocturnal.
Well, it doesn't help for me because I work all day during the day, and by the time I get off work, it's already night for you guys.
Yeah.
And I go
time zones.
Yes, you do.
And I always play FPSs while drinking or something. I always seem to do a little bit better.
And then progressively worse.
Yeah. Yep. Probably.
Picked up Hotline Miami again this week as well.
I still haven't played that.
Purely for the soundtrack, really.
Hmm.
That's okay.
I got it on Spotify and just listened to it on my walk home. It was just one of the quickest walks home I've had in ages.
As you're listening, you're like going around like looking at everybody, make sure nobody's chasing you, and then you grab a baseball bat off of some hobo or something.
Oh no, I was the one with the baseball bat.
Oh,
I just needed a tiger mask.
That game is good but frustrating if you like play it for, you know, half an hour and you just keep dying at the same spot.
That's another one not to play tired.
Yeah, that one I can't play drunk and do good.
No.
I've tried. It's basically a waste.
But yeah, that's been about it for my gaming.
You should try harder for next time.
Yes, master.
You get a C. Okay, Gary, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm going to read this one news article because I just literally played it right before the podcast. And I saw this on Gama Sutra and said, "The power of Unreal Engine 4 in a Flappy Bird clone." And apparently Epic made a Flappy Bird clone using their Unreal Engine 4. And it doesn't show anything special off. It's not like it's super awesome, like, leaked textured. But it looks pretty good for a phone game. That's a Flappy Bird clone. I got to sick, what you have to go through in this one is like tree stumps, basically. And you're a chicken. And he looks, or she, I don't know what it is, looks cute. But, yeah, I played that for like 5 minutes, got 6 stumps in. And that was about it. And then I think right after the podcast last week, I just wanted to shut my brain off. And I played a little bit of Midnight Mysteries 3, Devil in the Mississippi. And that game is basically a point and click, find it kind of game where they give you a list of words and you have to find the items in it, like, you know, a find it book and stuff like that, except in a game. So I basically just sat for, I don't know, half an hour or whatever, after the podcast and played that. Dan was pestering me about playing this game called Trials Frontier, which is on the, I'm guessing it's Android and iOS.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's on everything. It's basically phone trials. You got on the right side, you, either, give it gas or use the brake and go backwards and whatnot. And then on the left side is like you can turn forward or backwards, do like front flips, back flips, love yourself out or whatever. And I'm pissed off because they should have brought this game to like consoles and PC and shit, because it's actually got like a story to it.
Yeah, it's, I'm really enjoying it.
I think it's pretty cool. I'm not a big fan of the control, like the touch controls and stuff, because it's, you know, it's kind of hard to exactly level yourself out just right doing it, but it's pretty good, I'd say. There's these fun little, basically, missions that people give you to do, and there's like a kind of overall story behind it. And I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you get blueprints to unlock your bikes and.
Yeah, I got one piece of a blueprint. The one guy's telling me, he's like, talk to the kid more about blueprint, blah, 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 blah. I told Dan that, like, he's telling me to get in. I'm like, I'm never gonna play it because I don't play phone games, like, ever. Because normally whenever I play, like, a game that, you know, fits in something that, or I can play on something that fits in my pocket, I normally take my 3DS with me anyway, whenever I know I'm gonna be doing that stuff. I was actually playing it last night, while I was waiting for, because I was putting all the, podcasts up on YouTube finally, and I had a backlog of 9 of them, and I'm gonna keep up with it now because it'll be a lot easier for me. But yeah, I was like, it'd be uploading, so I went in for, you know, 5 minutes at a time, waiting for everything to upload, then go to the next one, doing that. And then I was like, you know what, I should probably do stuff for the podcast, so I started putting news together last night instead. And also, last night, because Dan had to pull my leg while I was trying to do podcast stuff, so because he got off of TeamSpeak to go talk to people because he got into Guild Wars 2. And he's like, we're doing Gibraltar, you need to get in here. I was like, I need to update the damn thing after how many months of not playing it. And I got it updated and still got in for Gibraltar in time. And then I started running around in circles around Divinity's Reach like I always do whenever I don't know what to do in the game. Just run around everywhere and maybe look at my equipment and then run around some more because I'm not changing my equipment. So I was like, okay, I need to get off of this. I don't even remember what else I did last night after that. But this week has been mostly taken up because it just came out. By Wolfenstein The New Order. I wasn't expecting too much, because it's a Wolfenstein game, the last, you know, couple weren't that great or whatever. And this game is amazing. It's so good. It is basically like playing an action movie. Like, how they do the cutscenes and everything are really awesome. And the guns are cool. You get this basic, it's your weapon kind of through the whole game, after a certain point. And you find upgrades for the weapon, like, throughout the whole game, that give you different, things to make it even better. Because you can use it as a weapon, or you can use it to, like what they show you in, like a trailer or whatever, where it's like a torch, to cut holes in the objects and whatnot. And, that just gets so awesome. I didn't expect the sex scenes, but BJ needs some love too. But you don't see any boobies or anything, so it's okay. You do see underwear.
Woohoo!
Well, you do see side boob on the first one. So Dan can be happy, I don't know. But
that's my side boob.
And basically, kind of like with the people that know like Wolfenstein 3D and stuff like that, whenever you choose the difficulty, like it has this picture next to it, and it shows like I can't remember the names of them. I think the first one's like Daddy Help Me or something like that. And I remember back in Wolfenstein 3D where he had like the little baby cap, whatever they call that thing.
Was on like the baby difficulty, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then he had a pacifier in his mouth. Well, they do it again, but it's a, you know, it's got his high texture whatever face, and he's got the little baby cap on the pacifier. It's hilarious. And then, like, it has the, I think there's like five difficulties in all, and third one that I chose was like bring them on or whatever, and it's just the medium difficulty. And then I can't remember what the last one's called, but he has like this really maniacal look on his face, and he's got blood all over him. And I was like, yeah, I'm staying away from that. It scares me. but, oh man, like, the story to the game is amazing. It's really good. I do have a beef with the beginning, but I heard something that takes place a little, like, after the first, level mission or whatever you want to say. But I don't want to talk about that because it's kind of spoilers, and I need somebody to talk to it about because it's kind of dumb. Game's awesome. I am almost done with it. I think I'm on, like, the last, mission or whatever. And I kind of do want to play in a higher difficulty, but it's awesome. After Wolfenstein, I kind of wanted to shut my brain off again because I didn't know what else to do after Wolfenstein was so awesome. I play this on the Wii U. I don't know if there's different stuff on the PC version, but I played Scribblenauts Unlimited, and it's just fun putting random words in. For people that don't know, Scribblenauts is like you put words in and it has so many, like, it knows so many different words, and they'll, like, say you put, I don't know, flower. It'll have a flower pop up, or a jetpack, or a dinosaur, or whatever, you know, all this different stuff that you can bring in, and you have to solve, like, basically puzzles. Like, some of those have a problem, like, my pig needs cleaned. You know, give me something to wash my pig or whatever, so you can wash cloth or, like, water, something to wash it off with. So you basically just do that throughout the whole game, and it's fun to come up with different weird combinations.
Yeah, I got it on Steam. It's a pretty cute game. You do kind of realize how limited it actually is after a while, though.
Whenever you try to put some words in, it's like, did you mean this? Yeah, I always get that because like I put in a word that I'm, you know. So it's more for, I guess, like, younger people that don't know, I wouldn't say big words, but words that, like, kids wouldn't know, to use. And then you're like, damn it. So, I love Scribblenauts because it's fun. I want to get the, I can't remember what it's called. It's like, DC Superhero something. I think it's like, Scribblenauts Unmasked, I think it's called. It has like
yeah, that's the one.
Bunch
yeah.
of different superheroes in it. That and like even ones that you probably wouldn't even remember, you can pull up in it. So I want to get that sometime whenever it's on a Steam sale. Other than that, like I said, like we talked about before, Titanfall. I did awesome that one match, and I just you know. I should probably stop playing because I'll never do that good again. but I need to at least prestige once so I can feel something. but last thing I want to talk about, because I did the most amazing thing ever to myself, at least for Dark Souls. Well, I just said it. Dark Souls 2. I was talking to Teflon and saying, you know what, tomorrow, whatever day that was, I'm going to go, because I was having a lot of trouble with, the Pursuer and the old Dragon Slayer. So I went in and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go beat them tomorrow. I know I'm going to do it. And I don't know what happened, but I like got in the fucking roll and I just went downhill or no. I had a rocket and I went uphill instead of downhill because it did good. but I faced the Pursuer. I died three times. And then like the fourth time, I just like nailed it and I kicked his ass. So, from there, I went to the bonfire in, Hyde's Tower of Flames where, the old Dragon Slayer is. And I went up, went into where he was at, and I took him out the first try. And so I beat these two bosses in 10 minutes, and I was like screaming, freaking. I was like, yeah! And I went, crap, what's it called? Something Wharf, I can't remember what it's called. But I went down there, I killed a bunch of guys, and found this one weird NPC. But, like, I made it all the way through the wharf, and I didn't die. I made it, like, there's this boat you have to kind of summon, or to come up, or whatever. And there, I can't remember what they're called, they're these weird-looking creature things. And I got ganged up on, and my sword broke, and I got screwed, and I got killed. So I ran back through again, got my souls back. They didn't show up this time, for whatever reason. And then I went on the boat, killed a bunch of guys that are on there that are making me freak out because there were so many of them running at me at once. I just kept running around in circles and trying to get away from them and take them down one at a time. And then you go into the boat and there's a boss battle, and I can't remember the name of the boss there. But I was doing really good. I was doing amazing. I thought this was going to be my third boss of the night. And I got him down to like a fifth of his health left, and I was like, yeah, except this water keeps coming into the area and you move slower and slower. And then I just started screwing up, and like I wasn't getting hit at all, and then I was getting hit all the time. And I went in without any Estus left because I was an idiot. But I was just using life gems to heal myself, and I was doing perfectly fine that way. But like with all the water coming in, and I guess the time thing, because Jason said he beat it, like all he had to do was throw five something holy bolts or something like that at it, and it died. I was like, well, I don't have holy bolts because I don't use magic. So, and if I wasn't taking my time, I would have done it, no problem. But I was being cautious because, you know, I didn't know what this boss did. So I died, and then I died again and lost all the damn souls. And then I was just like, you know, I think I'm going to clear this area out. Because these guys piss me off. Because, like, there's no easy way to get back to that boat. Like, you have to go through everybody. And it kind of sucks. But I guess there's a shortcut in the building, and I haven't had enough time to get back on Dark Souls. So, I think, hopefully tomorrow, after I get Wolfenstein done, I'll go back and kill that boss and feel gratified. But killing those two bosses, I felt awesome, and I started to love the game even more. And then whenever you die, you hate the game, and then you love it again, and then you hate it again, and then you want to bash your controller off the wall. And but that's all I've been playing. Dan, finish it.
Well, I've just been playing Tappy Chicken, and I hate it.
I mean, just like Flappy Birds.
Yeah. Bird. Yeah. Yeah. Horrible. Not playing it anymore. Going to uninstall it. Obviously, as mentioned, I've played Hearthstone. Going to play some more with Lee soon, hopefully. And
later on, if we don't wrap this up too late.
Well, yeah. Titanfall again with the other two. But then I've also been playing a fair bit of The Witcher. Getting back into that. I need to complete that and start the second one. Still loving it. It's got really easy now, though. You know, I can kill groups of things with a couple of clicks, which is slightly annoying. But yeah, still great fun. Still really enjoying it. Want to find out what happens. Yeah, there's some nuts stuff that I've just been going through. But yeah, absolutely fantastic. If you haven't played it, what's wrong with you? Go and play it. It's brilliant. And then, yeah, Trials, Frontier, and Fusion. I'm loving Frontier on my phone, apart from the fuel system. That really bugs me. Obviously, it's a way to get you to spend money on the game, which I'm not going to do. I'm not that weak-willed. I can just stop playing it for a while and let the fuel recharge. That's fine. I just wish I didn't have to. I've unlocked three bikes, and I've got three more that I'm working on. So I've been playing it quite a lot.
Yeah, I think the reason I haven't had a problem with the fuel yet is because what'd you say? You played it for 4 hours straight and killed your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. When I was waiting for the fuel, I started playing a different game, which is actually CSI Hidden Secrets or something. I can't remember what it's called. Which has a similar system to stop you, to make you buy more, spend money on the game. Again, by Ubisoft, strangely enough. They seem to love that pay to win, pay to actually play the game.
No, there's a lot of games out there do that crap.
Yeah, and it's I don't like that pay model, the play model even. Simpsons Tapped Out did it, and yeah, it's a pain
Simpsons
in the ass.
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, he did indeed. But yeah, the graphics on Trials Frontier, pretty nice. I'm not having any trouble with the control system myself, although it'd be quite nice if you could have a tilt mode in there, maybe.
Oh, I'd so screw up.
Yeah, I suppose. But I'm tempted to plug my phone into my TV and see what it looks like on a bigger screen. But it's, yeah, great fun. It's getting to the stage that was really annoying, though, because you start off and you use 5 units of fuel for each race. And now I'm on another area and it's 7 units of fuel for each race, so it just goes quicker. But I'm still not going to spend money on it.
What do the gems do? Because I keep getting those, like, out of that wheel spinning thing.
They're pretty handy. You can use them to re-spin the wheel. You can also use them to get parts for upgrades that you need for things if you can't be arsed with spinning the wheel at the end of races. I used all of mine quite early. You can also use them for... Can you use... No, you can't use them for anything else, I don't think. I just use them for getting bits or re-spinning the wheel. Because each time you re-spin the wheel with the gems, you can tap on the area of the wheel you want and it makes that section bigger and bigger and bigger.
So I couldn't figure out how that was working, and like I was trying to spin it, and I'd spin, but it wouldn't spin. I guess it was taking it as a tap, and like it'd start moving, but it wouldn't go anywhere. And like I was spinning it around with my finger, and then I let go, and it'd just stop. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, you kind of need to flick it.
Yeah, I tried that too, and it just didn't seem to want to work.
Yeah, that's the one bit where it is a little bit crap, that spinning bit. But other than that, absolutely fantastic. Really enjoying it. Trials Fusion is pissing me off still because every time I play it, it's late at night and I just can't do it. So I need to play it during the day when I'm not tired. obviously, a bit more Guild Wars 2. I don't know if I'm going to get back into it anymore. I started playing it because for some reason I started listening to Gaming World Entertainment Network radio. I was like, oh, I'll give it a go. And, I won a couple of minis and things and, some exotics. So, that was pleasing. And I've completed Jurassic Park, which, I found that game so funny. The way so many people got killed when I did stuff them the wrong way, just had me laughing and making me want to see them die again.
Now, did they stay dead? Like, after
no,
that
you,
point,
you have or... to go back and.
Okay.
Yeah, and do it without them dying. But yeah, it's absolutely hilarious. If somewhat annoying at times, as I mentioned before, with some of the key presses. But yeah, good fun. Obviously, I mentioned Titanfall. And I played a little bit of PlanetSide 2 to try out my joystick and flying still hard. but not as hard. It's a lot easier.
But it's not like a Lee spinning around in circles, not knowing what happened, and then get out, get out.
Well, yes, I was flying one of the Liberators, the massive kind of troop carrying ship, and as I'm trying to land it, I somehow flipped it upside down and landed on the roof. And I was like really close to the ground, and it just suddenly, all of a sudden, it cocks up and it does a 180 flip onto the roof, and I hop out and it blows up.
Those damn futuristic aircraft. Yeah.
But yeah, it's getting there. It's just getting used to playing that game with the, you know, I prefer space flight combat games because there's less ground to hit.
Mm. And more asteroids.
Yeah, but they're a lot easier to get past, and you don't have to really worry about landing too often.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously I'm going to be getting Star Citizen Arena Alpha when it comes out.
Didn't you say the dogfight thing was starting soon?
Yeah, the dogfight arena thing. That starts on the 27th, I think, so Tuesday.
Oh, you won't be getting into that.
Sorry?
You won't be getting into that night.
No, I'll be going out, getting drunk, and then playing
Among Us.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I can't wait to play that. I'm getting more excited. I still think it's better than
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Sorry, I had a complete blank then.
I just think it's weird it's not coming out next month like they said it was going to.
I'm happy.
I guess it's close enough, but well, you may have a longer wait to the next episode of Walking Dead. If you're like, no, the draw.
Yeah, but I'm really, really enjoying The Wolf Among Us more than The Walking Dead at the moment. Although, yeah, Mike Clementine is a cold-hearted killer.
Yeah, so it's mine. We're so horrible.
Yeah.
We make our Clementine so horrible.
I couldn't let go of little Clementine. I'm sorry. I couldn't let her grow up. She's still meek and naive.
You may be able to make her stay that way. More people die, I don't know.
I still haven't played episode 2 yet of season 2. So, who knows? Her personality might take a sudden change.
I think it probably will. But yeah, you've got to catch up with that. It's brilliant. But yeah, I guess that's all we've been playing at the moment. So we're going to take a little break, and you're going to listen to some music. What it is, don't know yet. We haven't figured that out. And we'll be back with the news. Keep listening. We are back, and we have some news for you. It's been a bit of a quiet news week, really, so we haven't got a huge amount, but I was going to say it's all quality, but it isn't. Well, I'll kick things off with something about The Order 1886. Basically, Sony have released a 3-minute video showing you bits of it. There's not a huge amount of gameplay in there, but it looks all right. Apparently, it runs at a fantastic 30 frames per second, and the developers are damn proud of it. They chose to go for 30 frames per second rather than 60 frames per second.
To make it look better.
To make it look better. They didn't like the way it looked at 60 frames per second. And it's also going to be in the anamorphic ratio, which is 2.40:1. So it looks like a widescreen movie. It looks pretty cool. But I do like a bit of steampunk, and the combat looks fine, quite good, and it's something I'd like to play, but I'm not buying a PlayStation 4. Sorry. Now apparently, at the press event in LA last week, people were talking about how brilliant it looked. It goes seamlessly from cutscenes to gameplay and then back to cutscenes, and there's no kind of gap to be found. It's just completely seamless. But I guess, that's kind of what we expect now, isn't it? Apparently looks absolutely fantastic, and you don't face a loading screen until the next time you boot the game up. So it's very fluid and quite cinematic. It's got quick time events. Even though a lot of the games I've been playing recently are nothing but quick time events, really. It's looking good. Another reason they've gone for 30 frames per second is because they've insisted on using 4x MSAA, which is quite demanding, apparently, for the console. I mean, it's not for my PC, it handles that without any problem, but. One of the developers, whose name I'm not even going to attempt pronouncing, says higher frame rate doesn't equate to better quality. The frame rate has to satisfy the experience you want to have. So, yeah, I mean, it's looking good. There do seem to be a lot of waist-high walls for you to crouch behind, and gives it a bit of a kind of feel of many a third-person shooter. But
Got that kind of like Gears of War feel, except without big human people.
Yeah, and yeah, the technology looks pretty cool. I haven't seen a monocle in this video, which is a bit of, or a top hat. But yeah, it's looking good. It's going to be a great one for cosplayers. I imagine people are already working on their costumes for...
I wouldn't be surprised if people did it after it was announced last year at E3.
Well, yeah. But yeah,
I really need to get my costume sorted for Eurogamer if we're going to cosplay.
Yeah, I still haven't learned how to use a sewing machine, so my costume's not happening. I'm going to go as a video games journalist, I think.
You should just go as an NPC. Just put a big poster on your back says NPC. That'd work perfectly.
Oh, did you see that guy that went as the World of Warcraft player from South Park to something? And he was sat there with a desk and a screen, and he just
went. Oh yeah.
Oh, fair play, but that's got to be a pain in the ass. Well, I suppose he had a chair; he could just sit down in places. But yeah, queuing's got to be a nightmare if you stood behind that guy. He's like, oh, let me move my desk.
Well, if he went really into it, he probably had the con funk. I didn't shower for 3 weeks to get into my character. So anything else about the Order 1886?
Apparently they were really inspired by Uncharted. The boss at Ready at Dawn said that it was inspired by Uncharted 2.
Well, hopefully it has a story just as good.
Yeah, but yeah, we're yet to see, and I probably never will see.
That'll be one of my reasons to get a PS4.
Anyway, what have we got next, Gary?
Okay, so this one I picked up from this site called Kotaku, where I get most of my damn news from, if it's not Gamasutra or somewhere else that I randomly find some. So this says, get N or get out. And then it says, what Nintendo fans need to see at E3. Actually, I don't think it's just Nintendo fans, because if you're a Nintendo fan, you're probably got the Wii U already. Or unless you're, like, not that big of a fan. But I'm just going to cover some of these points they do and put in probably some of what I'm thinking with it. But it starts out, it says, like, if Nintendo has proven one thing, however... which I kind of skipped to the front or first paragraph because it doesn't matter too much. It's that they can turn a poor launch into a worldwide phenomenon, as they have with the 3DS. The 3DS wasn't out as long as the Wii U was so far before they finally started to come out with stuff. And then, they gave the early adopters, because they took the price down of the 3DS. And for people like me that got the system early, they gave the Ambassador program, which gave 10 Game Boy Advance games and 10 NES games, I think it was, for free. And then now you can, like, buy all those. But it was a nice gesture of them, to do that. So, one thing to say, release more info on previous announced titles. They have here, Shin Megami Tensei, Fire Emblem. I'm not too worried about that one, but like X, which apparently, like, there's been a lot of kind of leaked footage and stuff like that of what they're gonna have and stuff. Well, I mean, they have that for like Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo. I'm sure people coming out with a bunch of stuff that are all rumors for E3, and we will see. But like they say, Yarn Yoshi and Bayonetta 2, which a lot of people basically know what Bayonetta 2 is about. I guess we just need a release date on that. And X is like a big thing that I want to see, which apparently somebody, there's been a leak that's going to be like Xenogear Chronicles or something like that. I mean, I know I want, like, especially X is one of the things I really want to see, but they do need to kind of come out with when a bunch of these games are coming out that they've announced and whatnot. And then the next thing they talk about is like bring back a fan favorite, and they have Star Fox in there. And Steve wrote an article up on the site a while ago about how they need like a Star Fox Mass Effect kind of game, which would be amazing.
Cool.
That would be really awesome. I actually never played a Star Fox game, and my brother has Star Fox for the 3DS on his or upstairs, so I need to steal that and play that one day. Apparently, you know, it can take only like an hour to finish and shit, so shouldn't take me too long to do that. And then next they talk about they even have Earthbound and F-Zero in there, but I don't think any of that stuff's gonna ever show up. And then they said, open the virtual console floodgates. And you have virtual consoles where they have all their old games and everything. And there's some that I would really like to see, so I could buy it again. But I'm not too worried about the old games as much as the new ones right now, because there are so many different things I want out of them. But then they say, like, show off a new franchise. And I would love to finally see a new Nintendo franchise. Like what people have said, like with Kirby's Epic Yarn, it should have been something with like a new character, like even in the Kirby franchise, instead of naming it Kirby or slapping Kirby on it. Also, like, you know, Yoshi and stuff like that, they shouldn't do that.
I think Nintendo's problem primarily is that they just keep using the same characters and the same franchises. They're not really drawing in much of a new crowd. I think that's what puts me off, really, because I've not really been a fan of that, with all that kind of thing. And if they brought out a new franchise that might draw me in, that would be pretty cool. That might make me buy a Nintendo console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just having something completely different. Like, they have, you know, all their Mario games they've been coming out with, and in akin to 3D Land, they had 3D World with Mario and everything. And, like, even with the old, like, a Mario franchise, I want to see another game like Mario Galaxy and stuff like that, where it's, like, a completely different game to their old styles. I want another one of those. You know, like, you had Super Mario Sunshine, which was completely different on the GameCube, and then you had on the Wii, you had Galaxy, which everyone loved. I want to see another cool one.
Sunshine GameCube, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sunshine was on GameCube. Doesn't feel that old, it really doesn't.
It's still good. And me and Steve were talking about how they should have a Sunshine HD, Sunshine HD, like did with like Wind Waker HD. I'd love to see Sunshine brought back, because I'd so buy that again to play on high textures and, or, you know, high resolution and stuff. It would look great. And then next thing they talk about is reveal a new Zelda, because whenever they announced the Wii U, like whenever they first showed it off, they showed off Legend of Zelda, like, in high definition and everything, with him fighting a gigantic metal spider-looking thing, and they never, like, said anything else about it. So I'm hoping they're going to at least show it off, and if not next year, it's definitely going to be the year after that it would come out, because it seems like it normally takes, like, 2 years after they show off a Zelda, but of course, since they already kind of I mean, it could have just been like a tech demo or whatever, the Wii U that they showed that off on, or for. So they may not have a game in the process at all. I don't know. Hopefully next year we see a Zelda game. That's what I want, at least. And then they also say make the most of the Wii U and take back Japan. I know nothing about this, so I'm just going to read this. May have fallen out of favor with almost every major publishing company here in America. Yeah, definitely. Let's see. EA came out for Nintendo before, or the Wii U before it came out, and said, yeah, we're going to be doing great things. And I don't think they've come out with anything for the Wii U. And then Ubisoft is like, yeah, we have all the stuff for Wii U. We got Zombie U and Rayman, Rayman Legends. And then they delayed it on the Wii U to let it come out on the other systems, and I freaked the fuck out. Oh, so pissed. And then the whole Watch Dogs thing I'm pissed off about too, because now they can bring it out on the other consoles first and let the Wii U hang back, assholes. Because the whole thing about Rayman Legends was they didn't want to bring it on the Wii U and then bring it on the consoles, or the other consoles, and get less sales or something like that, I don't know. But no, because it's coming out on the other consoles first, it's fine. Wii U can hang back. Screw you, Ubisoft, I hate you. But I'm still going to buy Watch Dogs, probably.
Yeah, on the PC.
Yeah, because it'll look amazing. Yeah, I played Black Flag on the Wii U, and it still looked awesome. Even though it probably looks a lot better on the PC, it still looked really good. Well, that looks like that's the last one thing. It says, this is where I believe Nintendo should exploit their huge influence back home and persuade the major houses to produce games for the Wii U. Get back Square Enix, keep working with Sega. Yeah, like Square Enix, they had the whole Final Fantasy Chronicles and... Final Fantasy Chronicles? No, Crystal Chronicles, that's what it was. That game was pretty cool. I would like to see the big publishers back in Nintendo, though, putting out some good games. So hopefully that shit happens. But yeah, that's about it for that one. Nintendo needs to make it big this year. I have a Wii U, it doesn't matter for me, but I want to see some awesome shit coming out this year. But that's it for my piece of news. Lee, you got the next piece, go ahead and take it.
Alright, the Metro games are coming to PS4 and Xbox One.
And PC.
They're already on PC.
Well, keep going.
They're already there, sucker.
Keep going.
Yeah, they're remastered versions.
Yeah. So, stealing from Kotaku again, guys? Seriously?
Look, it was hard to find news as it was.
I know. And their team's so big. Anyway, 4A Games, grim post-apocalyptic shooters are finally getting the next-gen treatment they deserve with Metro Redux. Is it Redux or Redux? Because I'm guessing Redux. The series publisher Deep Silver announced today. Redux features remastered and updated versions of Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light. I don't think Last Light really needs a revamp. That game was pretty good looking as it was.
It just came out last year, right?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, anyway, and well, they did it to Tomb Raider and The Last of Us. So those games came out just last year, too.
Well, now it's coming out for the PS4 and Xbox One. They'll also come to PC for any gamers who just want a spiffed up version of the two excellent games.
I think they are having extra tech put into it as well.
Right. Deep Silver didn't exactly say when this will happen, other than it's coming out sometime this summer. Both games will be available separately as digital downloads for $24.99. That's $24.99, I should have said. Or they can be bought together as a box compilation for $49.99. So, yeah.
You have no idea how pissed off I was when I saw this.
Really?
All I saw was Metro Redux. I went, shit, there's a new Metro game coming out. Yeah. Fuck. So disappointed. Oh, like, I was like, yes, new game. No. But I did read something like this is a director's cut if there ever was any.
I'm surprised Metro 2033 is getting a revamp.
Well, if they do it right and make it more like Last Light, make it better, it'll be...
I never played Last Light, but I did play 2033, and I quite enjoyed it.
I went from 20... Like, I played them both in a row. I played 2033, went straight into Last Light, and I was like, we're going to get Dark Souls on this. Praise the sun! oh my god, it is so much better. It's like, I said on one of the first podcasts we did from the reboot, like, the you can actually choose to go in guns blazing or do it all stealth. I went through a few of the levels in the game, just complete stealth. No one saw me. I made it through. It was awesome. With 2033, you couldn't do that, because as soon as you attack somebody, even though the guy was 100 yards away, he would still know that you took out that guy with a knife.
Mm. Oh, and that game was so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
I did it 2033, I did it on normal, and near the very end, there's these ooze things, and you have to keep this guy alive. Could not do it on normal. It was so damn... Well, I think it was because I had the wrong gun for it, because it was a single shot gun instead of a assault rifle or whatever. So I think I kind of screwed up and not having the right gun. But I just could not get through it, so I put it on easy and just got through that and then put it back on normal. I was sad.
Yeah.
I never do that.
It's pretty tough. What was that thing called? Was it the Librarian? It's near the end of 2033. It's this one creature that's fucking stalking you, and you just can't kill it. It's just too strong, and you just run away from it. That part intense.
I know there are those bit. Yeah, well, that wasn't really near the end. I think that was halfway through.
Yeah, it may have been. I haven't played it for 5 years, so I don't remember.
I just played it last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was... Yeah, those things. Oh, man, they were big. And they scared the crap out of me.
Mm. One thing I'll tip my hat off to for that game, that it did actually kind of give me the creeps. Well, not really give me the creeps, but it was really tense.
Yeah, but you like that kind of stuff, right? Because you like Amnesia and that kind of stuff.
Mm. Love it.
Yeah, there aren't that many people I know that actually do like playing those games that, can get your heart racing.
The next article, it's a bit shocking. Sit down. Stop driving. Disney scraps Star Wars. Not Star Wars. Star Wars Attack Squadrons, the video game. So sorry if I scared you.
That's the one I read was canceled before it even started. I think I saw something about this yesterday whenever I was looking at stuff.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, but it was going to be a free-to-play multiplayer browser-based game, 16-player space dogfight. The kind of thing that I'm looking for at the moment. It was in development with Area 52 Studios. And, you could customize, upgrade things like X-Wings, TIE Fighters, take them into battle. And
the browser meaning like Farmville browser?
Like Chrome or Firefox or Internet.
Yeah, but how those games play like Farmville, wow. I wonder how...
Well, no, it would be like some of the other decent browser games, that it just happens to be in the browser rather than...
Yep, don't know any of those.
There's a couple I've played that are quite good. I can't remember any of them now, but yeah.
You've had me play a few, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago when I last played them. On the game's Facebook page, Disney announced that we want to thank all the fans who participated in the closed beta of Star Wars Attack Squadrons. And after much consideration, we've decided to cease development so that we can focus on other Star Wars game experiences.
Wow, so it was in beta.
Yeah, it had got... Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah.
Only they could pour that many resources into a game and then just pull out in beta. Yeah. It's like, nope.
You know what? That's not it.
I didn't even feel that. That was just like someone blowing on my wallet.
Wow.
But yeah, at least Star Citizen's Dogfighting Alpha starts soon, so I can play that. Yay!
Yeah, son.
I might be early Wednesday
morning. Some more things in my rig so I can play it properly.
Oh yeah, I need to put more stuff in mine so I can play it properly, but I'll still be able to play it.
Mm.
Just, you know, I could do with a better graphics card. Or another one. Just have both of them running. But yeah, Attack Squadron's a game that I would have enjoyed playing. No longer is going to happen. So that's a shame. Damn you, Disney. Stop screwing around with Star Wars.
Damn you.
Well, they can't screw around with it any more than George Lucas has.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they might actually make it better.
Yeah. Meet some people gonna die?
Oh, God.
I don't want to meet at the end of the podcast. Oh, my God.
Fucking Jar Jar Binks. You take all your 50p's.
Jar Jar Binks, like... Nah. Try that again.
What about the Ewoks? Jar Jar Binks
made the Ewoks look like fucking Shaft.
Yeah. And if any of you don't get that, go and watch Spaced as soon as you finish listening to this. It's a brilliant TV series.
If you like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, you'd like Spaced.
Comedies. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Okay, well, we're getting towards the end. Gary, I believe you've got the next piece.
Which, this isn't... it's news for what happened, but it's mostly you're going to have to look at the link to see all the cool stuff. Hyrule Warriors, they came out this week with new screenshots of the game and showing off characters and shit, and they opened up a website for it and everything. It's all in Japanese, so all you can do is see screenshots, and if you can read Japanese, teach me. But they came out with new screenshots, and it looks really good. And you can play as Impa. If nobody knows who Impa is, she's like a main person in the from N64 up, basically, for Zelda games. And she's part of, I can't remember what they're called. Sheikah or something like that, in the Zelda universe. And she has like the whole symbol and everything on her, and she looks badass. She looks really awesome.
Is that like Zelda's bodyguard?
Yeah, in Ocarina of Time, she's the bodyguard. And in Skyward Sword, you see her twice, I think, because I think you go back in time or something. I can't remember the game that well, because it's been years now. But she's also like, I guess you could say present time in the game. She's like 200 years old or something. She's this really old woman. She's younger. She's probably, I would say, mid-20s looking. And she's badass. And surprisingly, in a game that has basically Zelda in it, or at least, you do have to rescue Zelda in the game. But having Link and Zelda and all that crap in it, there are boobs.
There are boobs. I just noticed the boobs.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, that's in a Zelda game? Nintendo's letting that? Sweet. Mm. But she's got like a mask and shit on. And it sucks because they tell you what the villains and characters' names and stuff are. But it's all in Japanese, so I can't read it, so I don't know. I need to know what the character's name, because there's this one guy, it reminds me of Ganondorf, because he has, like, I don't even know what to call it. If you know, like, Ganondorf's look from, like, the first Legend of Zelda and stuff, the thing with the horns and shit, he has, like, this helmet that looks like that. So it looks like it is basically, like, Ganondorf. Or
he's not really a massive pig man anymore, just a man.
Yeah, that's more what it is, like pig. Mm. Yeah. I want to know more about it. like the characters and everything. So hopefully that more of this comes out E3. The game is coming out. This also came out about it. It is coming out in August or September in Japan, which who knows how long after that will come out in the UK and North America and stuff. I'm guessing 6 months to a year. Just like Monster Hunter Monster Hunter 4 is coming out like a year after... or like a year and a half after the Japanese version's coming out and people are waiting on that shit. Even though it's 3DS and I'm kind of disappointed because I'd rather play it on a Wii U and stuff.
That's still something I need to play, Monster Hunter. But it's right up my street.
Yeah.
Just going
Monster
around,
Hunter killing shit. 3 Ultimate was pretty awesome. But yeah, that's really all I have for that one. Lee, go ahead, take the next one.
I was about to.
Good.
So, guys, another article from Kotaku. Brilliant.
I didn't find all of the news, just one bit that wasn't from Kotaku.
If Dan would find more news, it'd probably be less Kotaku.
Oh,
that's
that
the first one they go to.
Yeah.
Is that what you
say? They do get there first. So apparently Chuck E. Cheese is becoming Oculus Rift compatible.
Little kids wearing Oculus Rift devices on their faces. That's
to win tickets.
Oh, God.
I don't really know a lot about Chuck E. Cheese, but I do understand that they have a lot of games that you can collect tickets for prizes.
You guys don't have Chuck E. Cheese over there, do you?
We do not, no.
That's right, yeah.
But am I right?
Yeah. It's funny because I just heard a comedian thing. He was talking about this because I just remembered from you saying that. But he's like, he had to explain to people in London about Chuck E. Cheese. And he says, Chuck E. Cheese is a place where children go on their birthdays to be molested. And apparently everyone believed him.
So a bit like seeing Santa at Christmas.
Yes. yeah, for people that don't know what Chuck E. Cheese is, it is... a place over in the U.S. where kids can go for birthday parties or just parties or whatever in general. It's basically Dave and Buster's, and you guys probably don't have Dave and Buster's either, do you?
Nope.
It's basically an arcade. Basically, like, that, you know, you go in...
arcade with food.
Yes. Amusement parks, you guys have those, right?
No, we're still pretty 18th century.
God.
Of course we have them, Gary.
Okay, thank God. I was like, what the hell?
We have tea bags, and that's it.
And crumpets.
Tea bags, crumpets, and Marmite.
Okay, so amusement parks have, like, those arcades in them, where you can, you know, they have arcade games and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Get tickets out of other machines and everything, and there are prizes that you can get using the tickets and stuff.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese are going to still do all that, and they're going to incorporate Oculus Rift into it. So they're going to introduce the kids to VR.
With interesting food and vomit aplenty, I imagine.
Oh, God, so many kids are going to be throwing up from motion sickness. It's going to be... I want to be there the first day that they come out with it. But well, I have to find a kid to take.
Apparently with the DK2, they've actually kind of gotten rid of the feeling of motion sickness somehow.
I think some people still say there is, and they haven't tested it on kids yet, I'm pretty sure.
No. I'm looking forward to seeing how much vomit is spewed.
Oh, man, that'll be awesome. That'll be gone in about, I don't know, maybe 6 months of it coming out. Or kids breaking the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I was about to say, how many are they going to break before they think that, you know, this is a bad idea? Because, you know, they're not cheap.
And kids aren't easy on equipment.
No.
Especially if they get frustrated.
Okay, I was just Googling Chuck E. Cheese, and there's an article from the Daily Mail from March 2012, and the headline is, Another Child Left Behind at Chuck E. Cheese. and mother only notices the next day. Wow.
Parenting, doing it right.
Yeah, it says a five-year-old girl was left at Chuck E. Cheese after her own birthday party, and her mother only realized she was missing until the next morning. The Texas mother of 10.
Oh, well, that could be why.
Yeah. Joined by another relative, took Azana Jackson and her siblings to the restaurant for her party. But the family apparently managed to forget the birthday girl when they returned home that night.
She probably thought it was someone else's birthday.
It's the second incident in the week where a child has been left at one of the chain's branches. On the Monday, 3-year-old Harmony was left behind by her parents at Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Bel Air. They only realised they had forgotten her when they saw a report about her on the evening news.
Dear God.
There's got to be some kind of repercussion for that one.
Yeah, well, apparently staff at the pizzeria in Pearland notice Azana playing all alone in the restaurant at about 10:30 p.m. They called the police, who were unable to locate the mother, and Azana did not know the name of her or her contact, her name or contact details. She didn't know her mother's name.
I can vouch for that one because I didn't know my parents' name until I was like 8 or 9. They never told me. I was never allowed to use it.
You don't call your parents by their first names, but it's nice to know it.
Yeah, no, I didn't know it until I was a little older.
So, Lee, okay. What's your mother's name? Mum Sutton.
Mummy Sutton.
Mummy Sutton.
It was funny because I saw my dad's name, like, I don't know if it was a driver's license or my mom put on a note on the table said John, and I didn't know who John was. So is that it for our news? Are we done with the news?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
Done with Chuck E. Cheese and leaving kids behind?
Yeah, I think we are. tickle me. Yeah, so we're going to take another little break and we'll be back with Question of the Week and correspondence from the listeners and all that good stuff. So be right back after this short music break. Okay, we are back, and start off with the Question of the Week. Last week we asked you if Nintendo's E3 Direct is successful this year. Do you think Microsoft and Sony will consider changing how they present stuff? We had one reply, and I bet you can guess who that was from. Yes, it's Mr. Teflon12. And he says, at the Gamesman RPG, #TGMQuest, I think it's possible, but I doubt it. So there we go.
Show's over, everybody. Good night. Bye. Yeah.
And he didn't tell us what format he wanted the book in, so...
He already has them.
And he already has them, so yeah. That's still hanging around for someone to win.
And I blame myself because I completely forgot until a half an hour for the podcast to actually put up for the TGM Check and Quest. So much shit going on this weekend that I've been doing. It's been awesome. Check out my Facebook for some pictures of PVC pipe put in for drainage. Yeah.
That's some sexy PVC pipe work there.
Yeah, all the glue and shit everywhere. But
sell it to me, baby.
I'll be better next week in Oxygen. Seems like if I put it up on Saturday, more people notice. Last week.
Well, this week we're asking you, what do you want to see out of this year's E3? Because it's coming, and some people are getting excited. I'm actually not really. I'll watch it, but yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to see from the big three? And well, EA and Ubisoft also have their stuff, so you know, what are you excited for? Lee, what do you want to see out of E3?
Games.
You might be in luck there.
Might. I don't know. They may not have anything.
I literally don't know anything this year. I'm going in blind. I haven't even looked at what's going on at Eurogamer.
Well, that's the point of this, because it's not just I'm just asking, like, what do you want to see? Not, you know, what do you want to what do you want to know more about this coming out?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want the people to show? Kind of like I was talking about with the one news article with, you know, what the Wii U needs to show off.
Yeah, I mean, you could want to see some kind of Mario Sonic crossover with
out being Rescue. The Olympics.
Yeah, a proper game. Or, I don't know, a new...
an Oculus Rift release date would be nice.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be awesome.
That's all I'm really excited for and all I care about price. Right now.
Yeah, and the final price, yeah.
Yeah, well, the second second one
dev kit.
Is, yeah, that's $350, which is up from, I think it may have been about $250 from the last one. So yeah, maybe the final release is going to be a bit more expensive than I thought.
You know, you just want to see the Facebook tie-in.
Yeah.
You can play.
Yeah, that would be interesting though. That could be quite fun. Like, I don't know. Well, I know full well that no one I know will have an Oculus Rift when it comes out. Not no one on my Facebook list. Most of them don't even play bloody games, let alone have any interest in virtual reality.
I'll get one when I can afford it.
I'll get one when it comes out.
The favorite thing I saw whenever, you know, Facebook bought Oculus Rift was in the news article that I put in, which is probably from Kotaku. The guy was looking around in this, you know, environment or whatever, and something happened and he jumped. But somebody photoshopped in like a Facebook friend request, and it was this really creepy looking person. And the guy like jumps, and he's like freaking out. That was the best thing I've seen so far. It would be cool to see, you know, at E3 some of the stuff that maybe Facebook is doing with the Oculus Rift, or because they have so much more money coming into them now, seeing what else they may put into it.
So, Gary, what are you looking forward to? Is it possibly a Teletubbies RPG reboot? Or
No, I hate Teletubbies. Never watched that shit.
Hello Kitty Adventure Island HD Remix.
Putt-Putt. Yeah, new Putt-Putt game. There we go. High definition graphics and super textures, and he's going to have a machine gun. And
Putt-Putt smokes some pot.
Putt-Putt, the first-person shooter. Well, I already said for, you know, all the Wii U stuff I'd like to see. I want them to have a really good year and show off some really awesome stuff that I'll be excited for. That's my biggest thing that I want to see. Microsoft, I'm starting not to care that much about what they do, because they already showed off a few things, or like they announced a few things, and, you know, I preferred them if they would have kept for E3. Well, especially the Halo thing, like, you know, why announce that if it's coming out next year anyway? Show it at E3 and get people excited for it instead of, you know, throwing something out there, which I guess people can be excited for because they haven't seen anything on it. They just saw like a picture of, you know, the, I guess you could say box art or something. Order 1886 is going to be cool to see more of that at E3 and see. It's mostly the exclusives and all that stuff is the big stuff that I like to see at E3. All the new stuff to come out with, because if I know something, I'm not too worried about it. But if they show something that I did not expect, I wet myself a little bit. Dan, what do you want to see?
It's probably pretty obvious. I want to see more Star Citizen.
Yeah.
I want to see...
Helmet.
I want to see, you know, some of the Squadron 42 stuff. And
would
just,
you be,
just more of it working.
Would you be super excited if they announced like Oculus Rift stuff for it?
It would be cool. But
well, it's coming anyway.
Yeah. I'm already, you know, really excited about that game. So
maybe, well, I don't know if you could say show it off, because I guess you can't really. You'd have to be there to kind of experience looking around the cockpit and stuff like that for flying instead of seeing somebody show it on a screen.
But yeah, I just really want to play it. Can I go too soon? Yay!
Since we finish Wolf Among Us, you'll be like, sorry, going on to Star Citizen right now. I should probably pick it up, by next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I shall be buying it this week, so. Yay!
Me too, yay!
Can't wait, it's going to be awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much all I'm really looking forward to. I guess the cleanup bit with our TGM checks. Lee, why don't you take that one?
Teflon. Hello, sir.
He likes you, by the way.
Does he? I need to apologize to Teflon, because when he introduced himself to me, I was really fucking tired. I could not function. So apologies if I came off as a bit rude. But I'm sorry. Conversation was hard. But he says, I've been playing nothing but Dark Souls 2 and a shit ton of homework.
Wow.
Indeed. I wish I could play a shit ton of homework.
I haven't played that for years.
It's a shit game.
Since I got out of high school. High school, college.
Shout outs. Lee, have you got anyone you want to shout out this week?
Again, just Teflon, mate. Sorry about being a bit rude, but yeah.
Nothing you want to ask anyone?
No, I don't have any questions for anyone.
Okay. Chicken.
Hello.
Okay, Gary.
How do I podcast?
How do I set up the podcast? Well, since I completely forgot to mention earlier, I'm going to give a shout out to my Logitech G930 for crapping out. Pretty much right after the podcast, it was basically Monday after the podcast. It was turning off, it wasn't charging, it was doing all this shit, it didn't want to work at all, and it just completely basically died. I think it was Thursday that it would not work, or no, Wednesday. It wouldn't work at all. It wouldn't do anything. So I had to take the one wired headset that I got for the wife, and I replaced with a G 930. But I'm gonna try to fix it. Apparently, the battery for it's $11, so probably pick that up, put it together, and I need to get a set of like really tiny screwdrivers, because for some reason all of the ones in the house, like we had three sets, are gone, and I can't take apart my headset to look at it. It looks easy enough. I mean, it's a battery that you shove in there and you plug it in. I don't know. Unless something's fucked up somewhere else. But, yeah, goddamn headset. And if I sound different this podcast, it's because I'm using a Corsair Vengeance 2100 now, and it doesn't have a mute button on it, and it sucks for that reason. Because, like, for the podcast, like, I'll just hit the button to mute myself, and I can't do that, and I have to go into Skype and hit the mute button, and if I'm gonna cough, I'm, like, trying to hold it in as long as possible, and trying to hit that button, and the macro is not working on my keyboard, so, yeah.
It's nice to have a mute button. I've sneezed so many times during this podcast.
Yeah. I like how this headset's sounding and everything. It's really good. It just does not have that mute button that I need. Dan says I sound perfectly fine with it, so I'm guessing it's fine. It is weird because on the 930, I can switch the 7.1 surround sound on and off. And now, like, it's on 7.1. It's weird getting used to it all the time. I'm trying to think if I played anything with anybody this week that I actually want to shout out. I'm going to shout out Steve because he said yesterday, I missed a call from Matt and I just finished up putting the PVC pipe in and everything. And I called him back, and then he said, I'll call you right back. He never called me back. So.
What a bitch.
Yeah, that asshole. I don't know if I shot him off for this, but Steve finally got his new house. But last night, he sent out a tweet about he has this, like, 1950s, wall-mounted oven, and it looks so... it's so old, but it looks so cool. And he says it heats up in 4 minutes, so go old equipment. At least it still works for now. but it looks awesome. I want one. I won't get it unless it comes with the house. And shout out to house hunting because my realtor sucks. And we went to the house, we're going to look at the house, and then she said she got caught in an accident for somehow the third house we went to look at in a row in, like, you know, the past 6 months or whatever that we've looked at house. Somehow she'd always get stuck in an accident or behind traffic in an accident, and she can't be there till a half an hour after it happens. So what I think is she's just waiting at her house, making sure we get there and saying, oh, I'm in an accident. But what she's really saying is, yeah, I'm just getting dressed right now and I'll be out whenever I can be there. So screw you. I hate you. That's it for me. And basically 90% of it's been anti-shoutouts. except for Steve. Steve's awesome anytime. Dan, shout out.
Well, to Lee for coming back on and pleasing Teflon so much.
That's been more than just
with my words.
Yeah. And the others who I can't remember now. Actually, Steve said that you were really good in the back on more. So that's high praise indeed.
Yeah,
cheers, man.
Obviously, Lee, Gary, even for doing all the show notes and the work for me at the moment. It's all good.
I should make a rule and say whoever hosts has to do the show notes. But yeah. Then I'll be getting on at 6 o'clock and be like, shit, Dan forgot. Damn,
I forgot to set my alarm.
That sounded like Noel Fielding in the IT crowd. I can't think of anyone. There is one person, but I can't remember his name. So that's no good. But whoever you are, thank you. really can't remember. But yeah, so I guess that's about it, really.
We're shout out Sentry this week.
Oh, yeah. I'll have it. I'll remember it for the next show. Okay, Gary, web for the week to come. Where can we find you?
It's Steam, Amaris_89, and Skype, Amaris_89. Amaris89, most places that I can get a hold of it before somebody steals it. assholes. Hammers1289 on the Nintendo Network, add me, please. I love friends. I'm the only person
Nintendo
on this podcast.
Yeah.
The only person that loves hearing those me's whenever I open up the Wii, whenever I turn the Wii on, he goes, and he makes these stupid noises. Speaking of that, with Mario Golf, like they have, your me will go like, oh yeah! Except more high pitch. It's just weird. But yeah, add me on there, and I'm not even gonna say anywhere else because I probably won't be there because I'm just not. Come visit us on TeamSpeak if you wanna talk to us. We'll give you some of the details for the TeamSpeak, and you can come chat. We're always on there for some reason. Lee, where are you gonna be?
You'll find me on Twitter. I need to sort my activity out, really. Get back into it. But yeah, you'll find me on Twitter as I've forgotten what I am.
DJ Leroy?
DJ _ Leroy 85 on Twitter.
Oh, it is _? Huh.
Yeah. You'll find me on DeviantArt at djleroy.deviantart.com. You'll find me on Facebook at Solid Alcohol Illustration and Steam DJ Leroy 85. Come at me, play games. Yeah.
Hearthstone, maybe.
Yeah. again, DJ Leroy 85 on BattleNet. But yeah, that's where you'll find me, Dan.
Oh, as ever, I am Hardly Dan pretty much everywhere. That's you. Steam, Raptor, Twitter, Xbox Live, although I don't use that anymore. PSN, even though I don't have anything that I can access that on. and on PlanetSide 2, my character's called the Masked Bumpcake Avenger.
Ah, and mine is Captain Buggernuts.
Yes.
I'm either Amherst 89 or Amherst underscore 89. I can't remember. I think that is Amherst underscore 89 on there.
And yeah, basically. Oh, and I'll be in some little space game that's coming out in Alpha soon. You might have heard of it, Star Citizen.
Nobody hears of shit games. I mean.
And yeah, but Twitter's always the best place to get hold of me. So if you want to play anything, just hit one of us up. If we've got it, we'll happily let you kick our asses. Okay, Gary, why don't you clean up, get us out of here?
I guess I'll do that. All right, you can find us on Facebook at The Gamesman RPG, and you can also find us at Twitter at The Gamesman RPG. And we actually have a new follower on Twitter, which for some reason this didn't show up in the emails, but I looked at the notifications on Twitter and it said that they were not following us. So I should probably check that more to make sure there aren't other ones that happened to. And sorry if you did follow us and I didn't shout you out, just yell at me and I'll shout you out again. So the Game Punchers podcast, they followed us. They're another podcast. I don't think they're with VG Hub, and I can't remember his name. I actually started listening to him because of the Overseas Connection. He's part of one of the two teams that kind of mix up every week, with that podcast, and I'll have to find that out for a later date. But you can also send us emails at, thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. You can give us, voicemails, MP3s, especially if you don't like calling the RPG hotline, which the RPG hotline is at 412-267-RPG1. And of course you can, do as Steve and Teflon at least lately have done, with sending in, answers to the hashtag TGM checks or the, hashtag TGM quests, and, answer those over Twitter, and, also with Facebook. Give us some, you can ask us questions or even on Twitter, just ask us questions, stuff that you want to hear. You don't have to wait for me to tweet out, give us your TGM checks. You can give them out as soon as you listen to the podcast, and they'll still go up for the next podcast. So, you know, answer, do whatever you like. But you can also listen to us, and as soon as I get a TGM tag along done, maybe tomorrow, we'll see how busy I am, because I'm going to see X-Men shit. But you can listen to us on youtube.com/thegamesmanrpg, and no new subscribers or anything. But I do have all the podcasts up on there right now. So I got the backlog up. I'm going to get this podcast up there right away. So if you just listen to us on YouTube, you probably won't hear this for about 6 to 7 weeks because you're getting caught up.
I'm going to go over there right now and listen to my own voice. Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what podcast that was that you were on last.
It's like 4 weeks ago, I think, or five.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Just look at the old podcast and it'll say your name in it, in the show notes. I do plan on streaming more on Twitch, so you can come check us out there. You can either go to twitch.com/gamesmanrpg, surprise, something like that. Or you can just go on the website, and we have the link to our Twitch stream there as well. But yeah, I'm trying to get my Elgato to do easy access, because I got the Wii U set up for it now, but I need to make sure I have cords that I can just quick plug in and just start streaming everything, because I gotta see if it works with this new headset. It didn't work with my old one to get the streams to stream to Twitch with sound, but I do have speakers that I'll try to use for that if that doesn't work. So hopefully Twitch streaming soon, because I don't know, Twitch bug is catching me kind of. But last but not least, iTunes reviews. We'd like some. I said something about a free game that's on my Steam profile. That won't be Putt-Putt, I promise. So give us an iTunes review, somebody. We want a new one. Let us know how good, bad, awesome, horrible we're doing. Yeah, we're indifferent. Give us 3 stars. 1, 3, or 5. We don't want 2 or 4. Mostly 5. We like 5. So give us some iTunes reviews. We would like to have them.
Do an even number. It'll screw with Gary's OCD.
Well, anything other than 5 would actually screw with it, because I go by 5s. Damn me. Just shut up. I bet someone's going to get a 4-star now just to screw me up. Anyway, that's it, Dan. Finish it.
Okay, well, that will do for episode 20. On behalf of Gary and Lee, I am your host, Hardly Dan. We are the Games Time... Games Time? Games Men. And until next time, we ask...
What role are you going to play?
Cosplay Kerry's got some interesting albums on Facebook.
I spotted you on there a couple of months ago, Dan. I just thought I'd go on there, like just see what they're up to, and I see you fucking typing in the chat.
There was that booth that we kept coming back to. Well, I kept coming back to, with the big boards that you could draw on.
Yeah,
that. That kid that I did the competition with.
Oh yeah.
His breath. Oh my god. He introduced himself to me. I shook his hand and I
vomited.
How I did not vomit, I do not know. It's not even as though he looked like he was dirty or anything. His teeth were immaculate, but
did you eat garlic covered in shit?
But it's a shame because, well, I wasn't going to mention this, but bought an engagement ring.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And now every time I think about proposing, my heart buries itself in my throat.
I took it pretty well.
That's fun.
Of course.
always just get her to listen to this and do it by proxy.
How romantic.
She'll be like, I'm not listening to you assholes talk for fucking 2 hours. But yeah, whenever I proposed to Courtney, I didn't even use a ring, so...
No?
No, I used the fish tank.
She's got really big fingers.
Or did you just smash it over her head or something? Marsh, you're mine now, we're getting married.
Just christen her like a boat.
Use the bottle and everything. Yeah, so we drank this bottle of champagne and I just beat her over the head with it.
You're my wife now.
And then just grabbed her leg and dragged her into the bedroom like a caveman. God.
My wedding is complete without a bedding.
But no, it had like a fish or whatever and said, will you marry us? Which pissed me off because 2 days before I went to propose, a new commercial came out on TV, and it was this guy bought a cat because I guess his wife loved cats, I don't know, and on the collar it said, will you marry us? And I went, you fucker, you stole it before I even did it. I was gonna be the first one ever to propose with. Well, I was the first to propose with a fish tank, at least. Everyone's gonna hear us and be like, wow, you're an asshole. She said she didn't care about a ring, so I didn't get her a ring first.
Be my fishy wife.
Yes. Yeah. It was actually an innuendo for trying to tell her something, but...
The breeze would have been easier.
This is gonna be one long outtake. Oh shit. Alright.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portion for a full refund.
Meet some people gonna die?